Good morning. How are you? I hope that good morning for you. And I've got to make a change here. I actually hit the wrong button. And we're being joined by Dr. Ronald Feynman. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I got disconnected, so I was able to call back in time.
I saw that, and I wondered, where did he go? And then all of a sudden, the phone is ringing again. Good, good. I am enjoying right now a piece of Shirk's candy peanut butter fudge, and I would love to give you a piece, but you're way too far away.
About 1,000 miles from you, yeah.
Rick Shirk's a friend of mine, and he brought it up here, and I love this candy, and I don't like candy very much, so it's cool. Anyway, I did get your message, but I haven't had a chance to look at it says Trump condemns Republican Senate leadership. What's the story there? I mean, everything is breaking in Washington, D.C. right now. What's the story with that?
Trump is going off the rails completely. He's criticizing Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader.
Right.
Not a good idea. And now he attacked the Majority Whip, John Thune of South Dakota.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And the election's over, which it is. And McConnell has said the election's over, but he acts as if it's not. And meanwhile, he's been so busy thinking about how to get the election fixed that suddenly he decided, oh, we got to give more money to people than just $600 in this pandemic. And theory, I heard what Scott said. I agree. If he had pushed this before and gotten the Republicans to do this, you know, before the election had said this, I think he might have won the election. I agree with Scott on that.
Well, off the air, and I hope Scott's not going to get angry that I mentioned this, Scott thought I hit the wrong button. Scott thought that that the only reason why he is saying $2,000 is to get that Georgia vote in favor of the Democrats or the Republicans instead of the Democrats. He thought if it doesn't go through, the Democrats will win, and if it does go through, the Republicans will win those slots.
I have to say, I think Scott gives Trump too much credit. He's not concerned about Georgia. He's thinking about himself.
You think that's right? I don't know. Scott and I were talking about that again off the air. Do we give too much credit for him being strategic, or do we not give enough credit that he's got a sneaky little mind?
Well, I think he's got a sneaky little mind.
Okay.
Some little hands. I found it humorous that Nancy Pelosi said she would pull him out by his hair, his little hands, and his feet on January 20th of New Year. I think that's funny as anything.
Oh, my. Well, I keep trying to tell myself to be kind to both sides of this story, but it's awful hard, isn't it?
With this president, it is. You know, Joe Biden is so presidential, and he's not even in the office yet.
Yeah. Well, now, also you posted, and I read this one, about the what do we do on June 6th, I think it is. What's going to happen there?
January 6th.
January 6th.
Vice President Pence has to conduct a joint session of Congress, open up 51 envelopes from D.C. and the 50 states, announce the result, but it can be contested if one member or more of the House and one member or more of the Senate contest it, and then there's a debate, and it could go on for hours and a final vote. And the whole issue is, will Pence allow changes to the results by people petitioning? Al Gore didn't in 2001 when some Democrats said, do not count the vote, it's fixed, that George W. Bush did not really win. But even though he was a loser, he went ahead and he showed dignity and self-preservation in the sense of what is right for the government to do.
Well, now, you know darn well that somebody's leaning on Pence's neck right now.
Oh, it's Trump, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure Pence is under great pressure, but I'm hoping he will do the right thing, as every vice president, I should say, has done. And I put in that article about Richard Nixon announced his own defeat.
Right.
Hubert Humphrey in 1969, Al Gore in 2001, and then as vice president, losing the ticket, Walter Mondale announced in 1981, Dan Quayle in 1993. And those not even on the ticket, not being defeated, but the next you know, the other party coming in, Nelson Rockefeller in 77, Dick Cheney in 09, and Joe Biden in 2017 all did the proper thing. So is he going to go against what eight vice presidents have done, our vice president who's leaving? Is he think that's going to help him in the future by doing that?
Yeah. Now, CNN has shown clips of all of those guys doing that. And then also shown clips of all of the outgoing presidents saying that they understand that they lost, and this is, and the one that really bothers me is watching Hillary say that she understands that we have to have an honorable change of
and the next
leader.
Day she didn't wait even a day. The next afternoon, she said it.
It's hard to watch her, though, because you can tell her eyes are red.
Well, of course. But also John McCain was very dignified.
Yes, he was very dignified.
Obama, Bob Dole, when he lost to Clinton, every one of the ones who lost, whether they were president or not president, all were dignified. Only this character cannot be dignified and stop acting like a toddler. It's ridiculous.
Okay, now, is there a way that this particular situation could turn toward the Republicans and allow Trump to stay on for four more years?
No, there's no possibility.
Now, that's what you said on that message that you sent me, but boy, it's sure scary.
Yeah, but the House would not vote that way, and the Senate, it is true there is a Republican majority, but enough of the members of the Senate, and not a lot, but at least more than three or four, have said the election's over, and I don't think they're really going to worry. I don't think John Thune is going to worry about being primaried in 2022 enough to be able to say that he's going to change his mind, or all the others who have said so, like Romney and Collins and Murkowski. And Sass, so there'll be a majority to overcome any challenge, and I hope that Pence finally shows some, I'll use the Spanish word, cojones, I think you know what that is in English, and, you know, it acts like a man instead of being so quiet and going along with everything. What can he do to him now? Maybe hurt his candidacy in 2024? I don't think he has a candidacy.
Well, now,
there's no chance to be the nominee anyway.
I don't think he has a chance either. Now, Trump has even hinted that he's going to run in 2024.
I don't think he will. I think, you know, it's too much work to run, you got to remember. He's not used to work.
That's true.
He spent all his time golfing and on Twitter rather than paying attention to the fact that we have a Russian cyber attack and that we have all these people dying and all that. And he's not acting like a president. And he likes the idea of running for it, I agree, but he doesn't want the job. I don't think he wanted it the first time, really. He was shocked to get it.
I think he was, too. Now, having run for state Congress myself, for the Ohio Congress.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to run again. That is hard work.
It is hard work.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. But, you know, there are some people rumoring down here in Florida that although we can't stay in Mar-a-Lago permanently because we're not allowed to be a resident, which is another kick in the head to him that he can't stay there permanently.
Yeah, he'll find a way to ignore that, I think.
Well, I don't think so. The county and that particular city of Palm Beach is very stubborn, but he could buy another property. I mean,
sure.
He could move somewhere else. And so the thought is he might even run for governor of Florida.
Oh, lovely.
And maybe that's why Ron DeSantis, our horrific governor.
I was going to say, you got a bad enough one as this.
Doesn't want a challenge.
Oh, me. That would be horrible.
Or he could run against Rubio in the primary. Rubio has to come up in 2022.
Well, that's...
Can you imagine being governor or senator... Trump, I cannot imagine it.
In both cases, governor and senator, neither choice is very good.
No, they're all horrific. I mean, DeSantis is terrible. Scott was one of six people to vote against this bill in the Senate. Absolutely horrific that he couldn't even support what was being done, which is not much. And Rubio just comes across as not very swift in the head department, you know.
I was a little shocked at how out front you were with the message to me about our congressman, Mr. Jordan. And my wife pointed out to me that not only did he start the, what is the name of the?
Tea Party movement.
Yeah, the Tea Party movement. But he also started movements inside the Tea Party that were either even farther right than that. So,
yes, and he is a challenger to Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader. He tried to take it away from him last time.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And I think, you know, McCarthy's horrible too, my God. But in different gradations, he's not as far right as Jordan, but Jordan is just terrible. And he's been interviewed a number of times by Scott and has not been very forthcoming, as you know.
And not been very kind to Scott.
Oh, and how can you not be kind to Scott? He's such a great interviewer.
Yeah, how can you not be kind to Scott? I'm not kind to him, but that's just giggles.
Well, you also could be his father.
Yes, I could, easily. I could probably be his grandfather if I really had worked at it.
If you started young, yeah.
Oh, me.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
My wife and I were celebrating our anniversary the other night, and she...
Happy anniversary again.
Thank you. You didn't need to say
that. 1 year is amazing.
Yeah.
She got a Nobel Peace Prize for that.
She has been awarded several prizes for being my wife, none of which were Nobel. They might have been Nobel, but they weren't Nobel. Okay. Anyway, I lost where I was going. To hell with that. Oh, I can't say that, can I? I'm sorry, Scott. I'll have to beep that. Anyway, what were we talking about?
About Pence. You know, we were talking about Pence, about Jordan. Jim Jordan is a disgrace. I don't know how he gets reelected over and over. It's really scary. You know?
Well, I'll tell you exactly how. Have you seen the district he's in? It looks like a duck. I mean, it's actually got little feet on it. It's got a little bill on it. There is no place that it looks like anything rectangular or square or anything. He has got it so gerrymandered that they cut out Democratic districts within cities. You know, they just cut it across the line in the city. So it's kind of strange. But
what about the whole issue when he was the assistant wrestling coach? So not been fully investigated.
I cannot understand why more hasn't been made of that. Like I think I've told you before, and I know I've told my audience before, I was an assistant athletic director, and the assistant coaches, I know they knew everything that was going on in the locker rooms. And I'm absolutely positive that he must have known what was going on, just because I know how those assistant coaches operate. They know, you know, they know if you picked your nose at the wrong time.
Yes.
They know everything about each one of those kids. If they don't, they're not a very good assistant coach. And he was a good assistant coach, so he was a very good wrestler himself. But anyway, now let's touch a bit on wait a minute, I'm looking on my phone. let's touch a bit on the Trump's pardons that he's given this past day. 20 pardons in whatever that other term is called, where he lets people go. He's let go. Why would you give a pardon to Papadopoulos, who's already done his time?
Well, it cleans up his legal record, I guess, you know.
But it also says he's guilty, right?
Well, the same with Mike Flynn.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was promoting now to have the idea of having, have martial law. That, to me alone, he should get arrested for.
Well, and the fact that I don't know how to spell Marshall, I should be arrested.
M-A-R-T-I-A-L.
I know, but thank you for clearing that up. I did change it. So, but he's allowed Flynn in the Oval Office as an advisor in the last couple of days.
And he was even involved with the Russians.
Yeah.
In about that. He should be in prison right now. He really should. The president can abuse, and he's going to do with his own children. But the only thing is, if he does pardon his own children, even though they've never been charged yet, that indicates how guilty they are. It's just a weird thing to be pardoned for something you've never been charged with.
Right. Now, if you haven't been charged with it, but you've been pardoned, then all of a sudden evidence comes out that you did something wrong. Is it ex post facto? Can you go back and say, okay, well, that was covered by the pardon?
Only if it's something that's not federal, but like New York State, they're going to all face prosecution in New York State.
But federally, you can go back and say, well, they admitted that they did something wrong, but I gave them a blanket pardon to start with, so they're okay.
That's my understanding. I'm not a law professor, but I believe that is the case.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really necessary to change the pardon power. They need to change it to, you know, to modify it. It's just crazy. But also other presidents went too far with some of the
people.
Mark Rich was pardoned by Bill Clinton. He should not have been.
Yep.
His own brother, Roger, was pardoned. He should not have been. So I'm not just saying it's only Trump, but I'm saying, I can think we're going to have a record number of outrageous pardons, including Joe Arpaio, that sheriff in Arizona, got pardoned.
Who's been a guest here on WWGH.
Yes, but what a character.
More than once.
The chance to go to the Senate. He did run in the Senate.
Yep.
Primarily lost, thank goodness. You know.
Yeah. Now, he pardoned Chris Collins, and he was a proven inside trader and a congressman. He also pardoned Duncan Hunter, who was also, he was spending money that people were giving to his campaign. He was spending money to go out and buy himself whatever he wanted to.
Yes, I wanted to point out Duncan Hunter Jr., his father, was not as disgraceful in the House as he is.
Who?
Hunter Jr., he is.
Oh.
His father also served before him.
But one of them is got a pardon, the other did not, right?
Yes, the father is not involved. I'm just trying to clear the father's name, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right.
Son, yeah.
Well, one of those two guys has a son that didn't get pardoned and still hanging in jail. And my wife pointed that out to me, and I didn't know
that. I'm not aware of who that is.
I'll have to ask her when I go home tonight.
Also, this guy in Texas, a former congressman, Steve Stockman, also got a pardon.
Okay, maybe that was the one. I don't know. Anyway, there aren't any of the 20 would be considered legitimate mercy pardons, right?
No, and the Blackwater defendants, the ones who were shown to have murdered civilians in Iraq, including
two kids.
Unbelievable. That, I think, maybe is even worse than the others. You know?
Well, you remember the My Lai massacre. That guy was raked over the coals. Lieutenant
William Calley.
Yeah, Calley. And he didn't get off, I don't believe. I was at Fort Meade at the time that he was being tried at Fort Meade, and it was quite a circus.
Well, it's awkward, but that's also a military person. These are Blackwater people. They're not actually military, I don't think.
They're
so
just
it's a little different, you know.
They're just mercenaries, right?
Yes.
Hired guns.
And they're people appointed, you know, by the guy, I forgot his name, whose sister is the education secretary.
DeVos? Yeah.
The whole family is extremely crooked, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me ask you another question. Are there rules about who a president can invite into the Oval Office or into the White House?
Not in writing, not in any kind of law, because the Russian ambassador and the Russian foreign minister were there one day early in the administration, and apparently some information was shared by Trump with them. I think as he was laughing, that she wanted to smack him so hard, you know, how he could even have the nerve to allow that, you know?
And we only found out because the Russian people told us that he had said, I believe.
Yeah.
It wasn't the news people or even the PR people at the White House. It was the Russian PR people that told us that they had talked about stuff like that.
Well, one thing about Calley, he was given house arrest after his conviction by Nixon. He had 3 years of house arrest. That's his fault. He never got a pardon, though.
No. I didn't think I remembered that.
That's a long time ago. You're really dating yourself.
I was born a long time ago.
So was I. I was before you.
Well, you remember the star that just popped up 2 nights ago? The last time, when I was born, the first time it came up. So 1256, I think?
1256. That was a good year, wasn't it?
A great year. The wine wasn't so good. Oh, me. Okay, let's talk about the Russian hack. Now, we're pretty sure almost everybody said it was a Russian hack, except for the president, who says it might have been a Chinese hack. Now,
actually, Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and Barr, outgoing Attorney General as of today, either of them is considered not loyal to Trump, both said it's Russia.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why? What advantage is it for Trump to say it could be China, unless Russia has something on him with, you know, those tapes of him and
Bingo.
Young ladies.
Bingo. Yes, I am sure of that. I am certain.
How bad is that?
Change how he deals with Russia. Yeah.
If they have tapes that are so bad that he's afraid of the Russians, and yet he let it be known that he had sex with a prostitute.
More than once, yeah.
Yeah, how bad must those tapes
well,
be?
Because it was in Moscow. It was not in the United States, so yeah. That's the difference. You know, so I think he's been compromised for years, yeah.
Okay,
I think he's probably given a lot of information that helped them to undermine our national security back then, in 2016, and more so now, and that's scary. In fact, you know, some people call it a Pearl Harbor from the
distance. Yeah, I've heard that.
Type of Pearl Harbor, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a joke, and it puts an extra burden on President-elect Biden when he comes in, that he's going to have to really be tougher with the Russians, and it's you know, not saying he shouldn't be, but it's going to be a very difficult, delicate matter. Yeah. Yes.
All right, now we're going to get to the heart of the questions that I want to ask you, because I'm going to talk about the COVID support package that was passed by both the House and the Senate. It was around $900 billion, giving people $600 a week.
A month.
I'm sorry, $600. A month. Yeah, a month.
$600 period per person, not a month.
That's
a
right.
Week.
It was just the first time.
Yeah, you led me into saying month.
Yeah.
No, neither. It's just a one-time payment of $600 per adult.
And it's the people that will get that $600 make less than $75,000 or $150,000 for a married couple.
Correct.
So you'll squeak under.
Really?
I fall under. I mean, I'm way under that. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments. It has some small business aid. It has aid to struggling television stations and theaters and live music and venues like, you know, the places where those people play. And it would also give unemployment workers, they would get an extra $300 per week through March on their unemployment stuff.
It's not going to be enough, any of this.
No, I know it isn't, but he's also said he's not going to sign it until they bump it up to $2,000. What's going to happen?
Oh, gosh.
I know it's a vague question.
But actually, a lot of Republicans don't want to give $600 to this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Rick Scott will not vote for instance, who was one of the six to vote against it. I'm sure that Marsha Blackburn won't, and Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson, and Rand Paul, they're the worst of the worst. But, of course, all you really need is a few, if all the Democrats go for it, they only need really three or four votes.
Yeah.
They probably will get, I would say, Collins, Sass, Murkowski, and Romney, probably. It probably will go through, but I think most Republicans are going to vote against it in the House and the Senate.
Well, now Pelosi is talking about putting to a vote the $2,000, just bringing it to a vote, isn't she?
But that's only in the House. The Senate then would have to pass.
Yeah, and that's where it probably would get stopped, I'm guessing.
No, I think it would be delayed, but it's going to hold up everything, and it's going to also put the government budget in danger.
Yeah.
Be covered through next September 30th, yes.
Yeah, now that was part of the package, right?
Yes, because it was combined with a resolution to continue funding, yes.
Well, tell me, this is, if he just decides to not do anything, or basically a pocket veto, what do you have to do to, can you override a pocket veto?
Well, ordinarily a pocket veto only occurs if the president doesn't sign in 10 days.
Yeah, right.
But at that point, the Congress could attempt, but of course it'd be almost the next year.
Yeah.
It has to be this Congress. It has to override the veto, as in the case of the Wade-Davis bill in the Civil War. Lincoln pocket vetoed, and Congress tried to override the pocket veto, was not successful, but it alienated them from Lincoln right before he was assassinated.
Okay, now, you kind of hinted on something. Does it have to be done in this session.
Yes.
Up to, and I think this session ends for House and Senate in January 5th, isn't it?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Huh. So.
Possibly through January 2nd. The new Congress technically begins January 3rd, so okay. I'm not sure about January 1 and 2, but you can imagine all these members of Congress wanting to have to deal with voting in person.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mess, but is anything new about what Trump has done to the country for 4 years in so many ways, including in Congress? Congress is a disaster.
Don't ask me easy questions like that. Now, it did omit one of the thorniest sticking points, and that was the Republicans wanted to add that liability shield to protect businesses from coronavirus-related lawsuits, and that got thrown out, right?
Yes, for the time being, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough next year for Biden, especially if Georgia does not go to the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they do, it's going to be razor thin. And honestly, by history, the likelihood is the Republicans will probably win both houses in 2022. There tends to be a reaction against the president and the party in power. So I'm concerned.
Well, I've been concerned for 4 years. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been concerned a lot longer than that. But I have found out that it's not worth me having another heart attack over stuff like this.
Of course not. 3 years ago was that.
10 years ago. It's been a long time.
And you keep on taking medication.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking medication. I'm being a good boy. I walk 2 miles a day, 5 days a week. I'm pretty good. Anyway, all right. Well, what do you see the Democrats doing to win those two seats in Georgia that you were talking about?
Well,
I know they're putting money after it.
Shown up, and Obama and his wife.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I still think the odds are against the Republicans because both of those people really have a horrendous background, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, that doesn't always mean having a horrendous background matters. But to me, I just think there's a good opportunity. The state has changed a lot in its makeup, and I think with all the campaigning and all the negative stuff that's going on, I think there's a good chance, at least one seat, but of course, one seat is better than none, but if you have only one, it'll still be a Republican Senate, so
right.
I hope it's both.
And you'll still have Mitch McConnell as the...
Yes, otherwise he will not be, and Chuck Schumer will be the majority leader.
Yeah, okay. Well, you don't listen to Fox News enough.
Very little.
All right.
But they say they're going to win both seats, I guess.
The Republicans feel that way. Well, I gotta say that I would think if I were a betting man, I would say they'll at least win one of them, and that goes against what I want. But
Which seats? That's the issue. Would it be the seat of Loeffler or Loeffler?
No.
It's Ralph Warnock, or would it be the Ossoff Purdue seat?
I think Purdue would win. I think people can tell that Loeffler is nothing but a pretty face and a cute butt. You know, she doesn't seem to have.
Would they elect an African American senator? That's the issue.
That's a good question.
I think it's more likely Ossoff would win.
Huh?
For that reason, and also Purdue is a real record, and it's not a good one. Loeffler is a lightweight, but. She's only been there for this year, so I'm betting more on Ossoff. But I think both seats will be gained, and it'll be a big step forward for Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. Now
we'll see. We'll discuss it in future weeks, obviously.
Yeah, I guess we'll know, won't we? Pretty
after
soon.
On the 6th, we may not know, but we'll have a hint of who's ahead if it's not final. But I wanted to ask, are we going to be on the 30th next week? Because I wasn't sure if you were going to do it on New Year's.
I will be on. I will have to get back to you on that because... I know I have to be on, but I'm not sure whether it's going, like tomorrow we're doing a show from 10:15 till 1 o'clock.
Oh.
That wipes everything out, and basically what we're doing is we're getting on the air and drinking.
I had a feeling that you were thinking there wasn't going to be a show today, but there is. There was no. I guess I thought you were going to say there couldn't be a show, but
no, that was a mistake. I was thinking you couldn't make it
because
you told me you wouldn't make it on the 20th of January, and I was thinking you meant this one.
So. No, the 20th because it's inauguration.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and then
that, both places at once. I don't have that much talent.
Are you going up to Washington D.C. to be there?
No. I want to watch it at 12 noon. That's
I do too.
So if we could tape the show ahead, it'll be great, but even early in the morning, but just not live at that hour.
I still have, now that I know the date that we were talking about, I haven't asked Scott whether we can. I have a really difficult time getting in here to the station to tape it, so my guess is we'll just we'll put that on hiatus. We'll just let you know, right? Now we're going to run out of money if they don't if he vetoes that proposal.
You think he really cares? I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares either. But what does the country do? Will Social Security checks go out?
I'm sorry, what?
Will Social Security checks go out? That's all I care about.
No, that's automatic. I'm talking about the issue. A lot of people are going to be evicted if this is not signed.
Yeah.
Going to have no income to be able to, to be able to buy food for their children or themselves. They won't be able to heat their homes. I mean, this is the worst since 1933. At one point, I thought 09 was because after the collapse of Wall Street and Obama came in. But this is much worse 12 years later. So it's the worst since 1933. And I don't know how people can vote for the Republican Party with the stand they have on these issues. But they do. As you see, Trump may have lost, but the Republicans gained seats in the House and only have lost one seat for sure in the Senate and may lose two more. But it, to me, it's mind-boggling. Really.
Yeah. You would think people would... I've just come to believe that people don't think when they're voting. They just vote...
They don't think, period. A lot of people don't analyze things at all, yes.
Well, it's like if you're a Bengals fan, you definitely aren't going to be a Browns fan. I mean, it just comes down to that. I'm a fan of the Republicans or I'm a fan of the Democrats, and I'm not going to cross over. Now, I did not cross over this year, but usually I do have a few that I vote for on the other side of the aisle. But
I used to have that years ago in New York, but New York is different.
Yes.
As far as Republicans, they were people I could vote for back then, years ago.
Where'd you live in New York?
In Nassau County, Long Island, and Queens County, the next door county, which is in the city, but both are on Long Island. Nassau and Queens counties, yes.
That's kind of, I often wondered why you have a little bit of a New York accent.
Because I lived there until I was 44 years old.
Oh, my. Well, now, I won't have you on anymore. We don't trust you guys from New York.
I've gone on vacation over the years, and I'm talking to people. They say, where are you from? I say, South Florida. They say, really? And I laugh, and I say, well, and I explain.
Now, my mother, who was from New England, she was from outside of Boston.
From Boston, yes.
Yeah, Boston. And she had her accent until she passed away. And I guess accents are hard to get rid of. They're charming, though. I like accents. Unless we have I'm not going to say that. I better clear this up. Okay. Well, I almost got myself in a lot of trouble. But, some of the accents are so thick they're hard to, get through. But we have a couple of people that call in here who have rather thick accents.
Well, I remember when Jimmy Carter was first elected, I couldn't understand what he was saying. I got used to it over time.
Well, he had peanuts in his mouth.
Yeah. That was Attorney General. I never understood a word he said. Very strong Georgia accent.
Yes, he did have that.
I got used to, and I love him.
Yeah, I do too. What's going to happen with our outgoing Attorney General situation?
Oh, boy. Well, we have a temporary Attorney General who is in a very difficult position. Is he going to do whatever Trump says?
Yeah, and he has shown that he's leading towards a Trumpite, but...
Yes, I don't know. He's only going to be there till the 20th of January. Yeah. By the way, there's no Attorney General nominee yet, which I find interesting. Joe Biden has not announced who his Attorney General is. Supposedly Merrick Garland, who was not given a chance to be on the Supreme Court because of Mitch McConnell in 2016, or Doug Jones, the outgoing senator from Alabama, are the finalists, but there's been no announcement, so I'm going to be curious to see when that comes about.
Do you think he might be waiting until after Georgia?
That's interesting. That's a long wait, though.
I know that is a long wait.
I don't know, but I think this person coming in now has to think about how it's going to affect his future. Yeah. That he's doing this for 1 month. Is he going to abuse his position and possibly face, you know, prosecution later? I would think he's going to say no, just as others, Mark Meadows, of all people, the White House Chief of Staff, said no. Yeah. Many others have said no to him about wanting to have martial law. It came up this week.
Yeah.
So I would hope, and I think it would not be enforced anyway. The military pretty much made a statement they would not enforce anything that they don't do to the president, they do to the nation, you know, as far as their service. So I think the military would not allow any kind of martial law.
Now tell me, this has been in the back of my head ever since we started talking about the lame duck session. Could the president push the button? Could he start a nuclear war?
What I understand,
easily?
He could give the order, but there's others in the chain of command that could pause and not do it because they would realize that this is not a real threat. It's not like somebody's attacking us. We have a reason to do it. And I think there's a recognition this man is unstable and dangerous, and I would think they would refuse to follow through, and they would be seen as heroes.
I hope they're as smart as you are, Doctor.
I don't know if I'm smart. I just think rational.
Well, it's been... That's another question. You have the title of doctor. Our new president's first lady has the title of doctor, and she's being lambasted for being a doctor.
Again, as I've said to others, I'm Dr. Feynman when I'm in a classroom. Not that I insist they call me that, but I put on my syllabus, I'm Dr.
Sure.
Feynman. I introduce myself the first day as that, but I don't stand on ceremony, you've got to call me doctor. But I think anybody who gets a PhD or an EdD has the right to have people address him or her as he or she prefers, and she prefers to have the title because she worked hard for it, as she said, and as much as I worked hard for it. And I just think there's not a big, I don't think it's a big deal. And after the first lady we have had, who may be nice to look at, but has not much else to say about it, I just don't see how anybody makes a big deal out of it. It's just petty stuff.
Yeah, it is.
By Tucker Carlson, who I see was at the White House, also at a conservative conference, and having a good time, no masks and everything, and totally being just somebody who's a total... seven-letter word that I can't say, but I think you can figure out with the first letter being the first letter of the alphabet.
I understand what you're saying.
I mean, this man is despicable. He really is, and he's making an issue of this.
Yeah.
He has nothing more important to do than that. So does she need to call herself that? No, but if she wants to, that's fine.
I'm not going to argue with her. My father had a Doctor of Divinity, which you probably know is an honorary degree, but he was given it by Boston University.
That's wonderful.
It was either Boston or Harvard. I'm not sure which school gave it to him.
Big difference, though. Harvard.
Well, yeah. Both of them are highly respected. One is highly respected. anyway, he had Doctor of Divinity, and he was embarrassed. But his parishioners made it almost mandatory that he call himself Doctor. So he... was Dr. Coble from...
Well, again, in the classroom, I'm Dr. Feynman.
Yeah.
You want to call me Dr. Feynman, that's fine. I have no problem. But I don't go around everywhere saying I'm Dr. Feynman. I'm not that big an ego. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
I called my father sir, so... Anyway, all right. Something just slipped out of my head. I was going to ask you one more question. Oh, well. It really has gone out of my head. We've got about 3 minutes left to go.
Yes.
No, 2.5 minutes left to go. Is there anything we need to do, wrap up with all the crap that was going on this week?
Just say this has been a horrible year, and we have to all hope and pray, even if you're not religious, that the next year is better, and I think it will be. I think people who take the vaccine will be protected, and those who will not, about a third of the country, are making a big mistake, and they're going to be sorry for it, because they seem to think they're invincible, and nobody should take the viewpoint that it's all right for others to do it, but not for us, or you or me, or whoever. So I would hope everybody would take the vaccine in order to make it so that we are able to overcome this, so that hopefully by the fall, life goes back to somewhat normal.
I went to a grocery store yesterday, and bought a turkey for our Christmas.
Enjoy Christmas, by
Thank
the way.
You. Thank you very much. I hope your Hanukkah is well.
The Hanukkah's over, but yep. we'll still have a special meal on Christmas Day. Okay. Not for Christmas so much, but just because I don't want to cook.
Okay. Well, I went to this grocery store to get this turkey, and as I was walking in, a gentleman and a lady, and I'm using those terms loosely, walked in the wrong door, and the guy said, sir, you have to wear a mask. And he told him, F you. That's as good as they can get.
Well, then kick them out of the store.
They did not. They chased him into the store, and I watched. Nothing was done.
Well, they should have been arrested and at least fined.
That's yeah, I would have thought they could do something. But anyway, nothing was done, and it kind of wrecked my day, but no, it didn't really.
The attitude that if somebody's saying that nothing else matters but me, myself, and I.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I almost yelled something after him, but I knew he was bigger than me, so I didn't.
Yes, as long as you can think, you keep things in your head, you don't say everything.
That's right. Yes. Discretion is the better part of valor, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, we got only about 15, 20 seconds. Dr. Feynman, great to talk to you. I hope that we get on the other side of Christmas and you're still a happy man.
Well, I'm sure I will be, and I wish you health and happiness and your family and everybody at WWGH, and hope to see you next week and then in the new year.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and I hope that that are listening have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for holiday fun. For Charlie Evers, reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Are you going to turn it? I saw Santa a little while ago. He was stuck in the door.
Was he stuck in the door? His reindeer were outside. Did you hear him on the rooftop earlier?